Climate scientists are adding a new catastrophe to the list of natural disasters for Californians to worry about. More frequent megastorms. They happen when huge plumes of water vapor form over the Pacific and reach land, where they dump rain and snow for weeks at a time. Megastorms used to occur only every 1 to 200 years, but with climate change, UCLA researchers say to expect one as often as every 50 years. The city of Firebaugh in California's Central Valley is especially vulnerable.
We sit right next to the San Joaquin River. Beautiful place to raise a family. Very quiet. Everybody knows everybody. Love it here.
Ben Gallegos is the city manager and a longtime resident of Firebaugh. He says a megastorm could devastate the community he loves.
A lot of water. Flooding for many days. You know, a potential hazard to, you know, really wiping out the city.
So what are you doing right now?
Right now what we're doing, we went after a planning grant, which we were successful in getting. So it does a study of the levees and how we can build them, what height they have to be, what they need to be made of.
Are you getting what you need from the state and from the county? I mean, you're a small town.
Well, we did get the funding for to do the study, which was great. That was about between $400,000 and $500,000 for just the study. They're putting all that study together right now as we speak so we can get it ready to go after funding for construction. It's nice to have a river right next to your city, but when they rise up, you know, it's a potential hazard for your community also. We have a walking trail right next to it, which is beautiful. You know, people enjoy going fishing, swimming. It's a nice thing to have, but when you have the flooding, it's not a very nice thing to have, especially if you don't have the protection from it.
And with climate change, this is only going to get worse, and that's what this research shows, that the possibility of a megastorm is because of climate change. It just feels kind of like a massive task to try to protect your town.
It does, because we're a small community. And I always think about, you know, you think about San Francisco, Los Angeles. Is the state really going to say, or the feds, let me give Firebaugh $50 to $60 million to upgrade their levees, or should we give it to somebody else? You know, are we going to make an impact? They say, oh, if we lose that town, what impact is going to have to the state? Well, it's going to have a lot of impact to the state. You know, we're a farming community. We have a lot of the industrial. We have a tomato facility here that supplies a lot of tomatoes and sauces to a lot of industrial and restaurant users, cantaloupes, tomatoes for market. So it does have an impact, these small communities and the whole economic of, you know, of California or even the whole United States.
How do you balance the need to prepare for other extreme events? I mean, California, you think of droughts, wildfires, flooding, and now megastorms?
You know, a lot of people ask me that question. They said, like, okay, you're thinking about upgrading the levees and all this, but we're in a drought. Yes, we are. We are in a drought.
Yeah.
But this has happened in the past. Like, we're talking about this megastorm. This is going to happen again, and we need to get ready.
Are residents concerned?
Yes, they are. I mean, back in, I want to say, 97, they evacuated the city, and the city wasn't prepared at that time for an evacuation. They evacuated all the residents to our community center. But the community center was right next to the river. So there was a levee that was washing out. So they went and sent them out to our neighboring cities. But those cities were not ready for our residents. So they then had to get them back. And then they put them up in a warehouse just west of the city. Yes, has some of these residents gone through the flooding before and evacuation? Yes, we have. They're very familiar what might happen here in our city.
Now, earlier you said to me when you first heard what a megastorm was, you thought, wow, we'll be wiped out. Is that hyperbole, or really you think Firebaugh would be wiped out?
I think Firebaugh would be wiped out.
Do you have a message for national leaders, for state leaders, about the importance of tackling climate change given what's at stake for your city?
Yes, you know, we need help. I always tell our leaders, we can fix it now, which will cost less than when we have an emergency and then we're getting all the resources and you have people trying to fix it, which would cost a lot more than being proactive and fix it now.
Ben Gallegos, the city manager of Firebaugh, California. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.